Following a Srila Prabhupada's morning walk, which takes place in Melbourne, Australia, Botanical Gardens, on May 22nd, 1975.
Area since 1900.
Oh.
And he was telling me that this, the house that you are living in, Prabhupada House, was built in 1885.
Oh.
1885, and at that time, it was the only house in the whole area for miles around. And it was built by one judge called Moret, Judge Moret. And it was the only house in, they call it Moret's Folly. Moret's Folly because it was built on the sand. And no one thought it could stand for so long. It was built because this whole area here was sand. It was all beach. And it was the only house there. And he had stables and very extensive holdings there.
Judge.
He was a judge, yes. Yeah. And he went to great extent to build a house. It was during this boom area when
Englishmen would come.
Yeah, the Englishmen were coming, and because Queen Victoria was there, the king had died. So the order was passed that no one could buy any, I think, jewelry for their wives.
Right.
It was something the English did frowned upon buying jewelry and ornaments for the women. So the men were using their money to build big houses. So therefore, during the Victorian era, you have many elaborate houses that were built by the Britishers. And he...
Victoria died in 1903.
He was said to have brought some Italian plasterers from Italy to do all that elaborate work on the ceilings in the house. So many people are anxious to come into the house to see to see the work in the construction of the house. And it has been classified as a building of national importance.
The building is known everywhere.
Oh yes, it is an important building. It is not allowed to be torn down. It is protected by the historical building. It's protected by the government.
Yesterday you were telling Burjan they should make the temple a tourist attraction. So with this method, it would be very easy. Roll down the window. Probably. Okay.
Demonic, they construct very nice house. Planet, there are 700 planets. Their sun sign does not go, but they are very well situated.
Well situated? Even though there's no sun?
Yeah, but there are snakes which has got jewel on the head. That light keeps them illuminated.
But does that light also keep them healthy?
Huh?
Like the sun is, it keeps us healthy.
Yeah.
So the jewels from the snakes can also provide that nutrition?
Oh yes.
So those snakes are very important.
plants, they had to work very hard to find out what is this. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Klishanti ki bulabodhu labdhe. Working hard simply to know. Klishanti means working very hard. Labor. Kevala bodhalam. Simply to understand. But they are not klishanti to understand God. Klishanti kevala bodhalam. This kind of knowledge is compared with beating the bush. That's all. After taking away the paddy grains, only the skin remains. And if you again beat the skin to get grains, that is not possible.
Beating the husk?
Yes. It is like that. Krishnati ke valamu.
I've seen in New Zealand that the dairy farmers, they cut the tails off the cows.
Mm-hmm.
The farmers have cut the tails off the cows in New Zealand.
Tails?
Yeah, they cut the tails off. So when they're milking, the tails won't hit them in the face. And they do this to all the cows in the milking shed.
For what purpose? The tail? Cut the tails?
When you milk the cow, they sometimes hit you in the face with their tail.
Sometimes it's very dangerous. They can hurt your eye or something.
In New Vrindavan, sometimes they tie it
to the ceiling.
But not cut it.
Comprised of spirit souls, unlimited amounts of shining spirit souls.
Yeah. Combination.
Combination. Something else besides?
Impersonalism. They do not accept personal features. And they fall down.
That means there must be a lot of impersonalists.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that there would be a lot of impersonalists.
No. More than them, there are personalists. They are in Vaikuntha Loka.
Is there any real happiness?
That is material world. No happiness.
Mm. What is the advantage of going to India, to Vrindavan?
Mm?
What is the advantage?
To get impetus to go back to home, back to God. To come to Australia, we get impetus to go to hell.
Yeah.
That means anywhere where material happiness is given more importance. Mahaseva dharam ahut vimukte tamot dharam jushitang sanghe. In Western countries, and they are simply busy in sense gatherings. So that is the way of hell.
You said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. You have said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. What I want to know is not God eternal? Therefore, how was there a beginning? And if the beginning was the Word, who was it spoken by, or how was it spoken if it was the beginning?
In the beginning there was Word. So what is the difficulty? Do you understand?
He's saying if everything is eternal, then how was there a beginning?
Beginning of this material world. This material world has beginning and end. Just like this material season, it has beginning and end. This is troublesome.
Garlic.
Yeah.
Should be flowers all over there.
Yeah. This beginning and end, that is troublesome. So in the material body it has beginning and end. Therefore it is. But they do not understand it. They think it is all right. I don't want to end this body, but there is end. Neither I want to begin, but there is beginning. That is the trouble. But we are so dull-headed, we do not understand that anything which has beginning and end, that is troublesome. Bhutta, bhutta, praliya. It begins and ends. That requires intelligence, that I am eternal. Why should I accept anything which has beginning and end? That is intelligence.
Was there a time when there was no material world? Was there a time when there was no material world?
No. The material world in potency is always there. But it has got a manifestation beginning and again end. It begins from God, and again it ends in God. But God is eternal. Some feeling of your, it is manifested, and sometimes it is not manifested. But the feeling potency is there. Just like sometimes I become angry and sometimes not angry. But the potency of becoming angry is there. That is eternal. Similarly, the material world, the material energy or the material nature is permanent. But it is sometimes manifest, sometimes normal. It is now manifest, it will end. Again another body will manifest and it will end. But I am eternal.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada, the spirit is supposed to be stronger than matter. The spirit is superior than matter. So it seems that, well, what happens when the body dies? Is the spirit forced to leave, or does it leave on its own accord?
No, it is by nature forced.
But that is material.
Huh?
Isn't nature material?
Yes, material nature. Yes.
So how is material forcing something spiritual?
You have voluntarily accepted her supremacy. Just like you have accepted some disease, the disease is forcing it. And if you cure, then it will not be able to force it. But if you infect some disease, then you become forced by the disease to accept the miseries. But if you are not diseased, there is no question. If you become criminal, the police forces you. And if you are not criminal, you have no business with the police. It is like this. Police controller, the controlling power upon me comes when I am criminal. Otherwise, why police will control me? Therefore, I voluntarily accept the control of police by my criminal desires. That is going on. That is material life.
Would that mean that a person who is a pure devotee doesn't have to die?
No. Die, pure or non-pure, nobody dies.
Well, his material body dies.
Yeah.
Would a pure devotee
But a pure devotee goes back to home, there is no more material body. That is it. So, we are advocating that you come to this stage where you will not to have accept this material body. Then you are really happy. And if you want to enjoy the flickering, illusory maya, then you are subjected to the maya. You are enjoying as American, then you enjoy as a dog. That is maya's control. But if you don't enjoy material things, then you become purified. You come to the eternal life, back to home. Back. But they are not willing to give up this material enjoyment. That is the defect. So it requires education, it requires knowledge, it requires training.
Prabhupada, when you leave this material world, will there be another spiritual master after you? Another pure soul?
The spiritual master is Krishna himself. There is no need of education. Everyone is free. Everyone is full knowledge. There is no need of spiritual master.
Prabhupada, many people who live outside the temple have Jagannath deities and Gaunatai deities.
Hmm?
Many people who live outside the temple have Jagannath deities.
Better Gaunatai deities.
Huh?
Better Gaunatai.
Huh. And so they have to do full deity worship when they have these deities?
Hmm?
They have to do full deity worship to have these deities?
They are supposed to do so, but whether they are able to do so, that is the point. If you can worship properly, that's all right. But whether you are able to worship.
Prabhupada, can a person go back to the spiritual planet without initiation? Can a person go back to the spiritual planet?
No, there is no initiation. Initiation here required when the living entity is in darkness. Just like an uneducated person requires to go to school. One who is educated when it's full knowledge, he doesn't go.
The question was, Prabhupada, is it possible for a person to return to the spiritual world without taking initiation from a bona fide spiritual master?
No, that is not possible. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Adu Gurbhasa. First business is to accept spiritual master. Adu Gurbhasa. We train him. He's already full, rascal. He must be trained up. So he must be trained up by the representative of Krishna.
Is second initiation necessary, Srila Prabhupada?
Second or first initiation?
What do you say?
Closing out, yeah.
What do you say? You say before there's no, not necessary for a spiritual master. And now
you said in the spiritual world there's no necessity.
Oh, in the spiritual world.
Everyone is in full knowledge. In the material world, everyone is in darkness.
The Prabhupada, it appears that there are a group of persons here in Australia who think, judging from the different questions that are being asked, they're thinking that it's not required to formally accept.
Yeah, there are so many rascals, Swamis come, they say like that. There is no need of Guru.
Yeah, right. They think that Krishna is in the heart and you can accept initiation by that way.
You do not know how to find out Krishna in the heart.